Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating a potential crime involving bribery and presidential pardons. This according to court documents unsealed on Tuesday, documents released by the chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, is heavily redacted with the names of the people involved blacked out. The prosecutors told the court they expected to find evidence that certain individuals illegally acted as lobbyists to senior White House officials to secure a pardon or reprieve of sentence for someone whose name is also redacted in the document. The document also cites a related bribery conspiracy scheme involving offering a substantial political contribution in exchange for a pardon or a reprieve of sentence. Separately on Tuesday, the New York Times reporting that President Donald Trump has discussed with his advisors the prospect of granting preemptive pardons to his sons, Eric and Donald Jr., as well as his daughter, Ivanka, and personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers, nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. records record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. The U.S. recorded more than 4.3 million cases of COVID-19 in November, roughly double the number from a month earlier. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is